Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
We've got Rolf Gerritsen, CEO of Metal Energy, which is a natural resources investment company listed on AIM. Hi, Rolf. How are you?
Very well, Rob. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks. It's been a while since I last spoke to you.
Yes, it has.
Right. So, first of all, my question I'm going to ask about the company is, you've gone from gold to oil and gas and now green energy. So, what is the strategy for the business?
Look, first and foremost, we're an investment company. And our interest is in investing in projects that will generate revenue in a relatively short period of time and that offer us additional upside. So that's the first key point. So we're an investment company. We tend and we will invest in what I refer to as buckets. And those buckets are around the energy space, and also about gold, which we've invested in with Goldridge. But first and foremost, the whole idea is to generate sufficient revenue so that we don't have to go back to market on an ongoing basis, cap in hand, asking our shareholders for additional capital. So the idea is to become first self-sustainable from a revenue perspective, and then ultimately where I'm trying to get to is be in a position to start giving something back to the shareholders.
I don't think they'll have any complaints from your shareholders about that that plan. You've just released an RNS this morning. Can you give us a bit more information behind it?
Yeah, look, the RNS release this morning has really one key message in it for me, and that is that we're going to spin off and list on one of the main markets in the UK, Brits NRG. So the second portion of the message is that we've secured an option agreement which would enable us to get another 15% of the company, taking our overall interest to around 65%. But the most important aspect is that what we're looking at doing is spinning it off, putting it on a London stock exchange while maintaining an economic interest in the asset, but putting it on its own pedestal.
Right. And you'll be running the show there as well with that?
No, Pierpaolo is running it. I'm a non-executive director at Brits NRG, which I guess I will maintain, because I'd be quite keen to ensure our economic interest is being managed in the best possible way. But Pierpaolo runs that, and he will continue doing so, and will probably continue doing so when we list it. And the idea is within the next 18 months to have it listed.
Okay. Speaking of timelines then, what's the roadmap looking like for the next few months for what you're able to talk about?
There's a few things. First, let's touch on gold. Gold is a very interesting proposition in that Goldridge offers not only three previously producing mines, but based on the last site visit completed by SRK, we now believe that there are geological structures that connect the three mines and that there is a bigger picture. So we're going to be looking at going on site between now and November. We'll be completing three specific work programs that are focused on adding value to that asset, but also understanding that connectivity that I mentioned about, that I just mentioned. And over the next 6 months, between now, as I said, and end of November, we'll have some press releases coming out updating on progress with regards to Goldridge. The second transaction which we announced was a transaction in Italy, where we are taking a economic interest in a plant that is producing syngas and electricity from wood wasteland and wood chips, in partnership with two family offices, and led by EQTech, the gasification company listed on AIM. And we're looking at closing the transaction. We announced heads of terms. We're looking at closing the transaction. And then we're looking towards getting the plant recommissioned and getting it up and running and producing again. And that will take us about 12 months all in all, and there will be updates as we move along. And then last but not least, there's probably some more updates coming from oil and gas. We'll see how we progress on that. But in terms of news flow, I think we're well loaded with activity, and all of those activities will be leading to additional news flow.
Great. What about the share price? If we look at what's happened sort of the last 3 weeks, have you got an opinion on it?
Yes, I do, very much so. In fact, I'll have not only an opinion, I've put my money where my mouth is, because I've converted. Previously, I had converted a number of warrants. I'm currently not allowed to do anything because of the period we're in. But, I've supported it, and I've supported it not because it's me at the helm here, but because I think it's an absolute bargain. If you look at the share price, and if you look at the assets that we have, and if you look at the team that we're building, and if you look at the news flow that is up and coming, I think it's an absolute bargain. And if I was allowed, I'd be diving in at these prices. I don't know what's your view.
Well, my view is obviously it's declined a little bit over the last few weeks, but I think you're right. It's a nice position where it is currently. Depending on what happens with your roadmap, we'll see where it goes.
Yes. And I think everything is seeing a little bit of a correction. There's quite a few interesting market dynamics going on. I was in a few interesting conversations about what's creating the downward pressure. We won't go into that one here, but in general, there's been a bit of a downturn. And I think if you look specifically at Metal NRG, we've only got one way that we should be going, and that's we should be seeing a pickup in the share price, because as I said, we're coming in at a very low level. We've been much higher than where we are. We have a number of assets and projects under management that we're driving forward, and a lot of news flow between now and the end of the year. And we've just had the fortune of being able to raise quite a bit of capital, which is allowing us to do all the work we had planned and intend to do. So all guns loaded, I'd say.
Good to hear. Finally, you've got a new website that you've done now.
Yeah, look, with everything that went on and the prospectus that was signed off by the FCA on the 11th of May, and as I said, the fundraise, which we've just completed, and it was about time to revamp both the corporate presentation, which we've done, and the website, and bring it up to date and move it along. So it's a little bit of a new calling card. We're trying to reposition ourselves slightly. And we'll be working on that over the next 12 months. But there's a nice new website that I think is very informative and gives a good overview of the various projects, and also gives you some good pictures and some ideas on what we're doing with the various projects.
Great. Okay, Rolf, it's been good chatting to you. And hopefully, as you say, with the roadmap over the next few months, you'll be in touch again to get another update.
Look forward to that.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.